love. Tinsel and cigarettes are just about as good as it gets. If I were a winner, I would have already won.
Hello, everybody out there. It's 12 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. We're here. It's noon. This is Adam from Pretzel Logic. Of course, my show tonight at 3 a.m., but I will be on the air tonight, all night. And this is the start of a three-day suite I have from noon to 1, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. I'll be here doing whatever I want, playing whatever I want, doing what I feel is necessary. And this is the first day of that. So, yeah, we're here. We have a lot of guests who at some point will come and speak to us, but for right now, let's just hear some music. Yeah, let's do it.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. We just heard Lust for Life from Iggy Pop's album of the same name, 1977. And before that, we heard Seagull from Ride. Hope everyone's doing well today. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, here on a Monday afternoon, during reading period, doing my thing. Yeah. And what should we hear next, Terry? Who knows? Might play... Might play some Eggy Bum Yazzie. But not that one. We'll see. We'll see. You see, I'm totally improvising things today. So, not my most professional DJing. Actually, I'm going to play something from this, actually. Here, let's figure out the mic thing now. What you on?
I'm on mic number 4.
All right, hello, Terry.
Hello, Adam.
Sorry, I screwed that part up. How's it going today, Terry?
It's going quite all right. My day started a couple hours ago when I got out of bed.
As it usually does?
Sometimes I'm getting into bed as my day is starting.
That's a good way to start it some days, too. Yeah, sure.
How are you?
You know, I've seen better days, but it's all right. Yeah, we're getting through it. At some point you should bring on your guests so they can speak to the world.
We can bring on guests to speak to the world. We can also broadcast music for the world to hear.
That's generally what we're supposed to be doing, but you know, we can alter things. We don't have to follow this formula that they have for us. But we'll see. Is there anything in the world that you would like to hear, Terry?
I would like to hear... I don't quite know the name of it, and I don't remember the artist.
We're going to run into some trouble with that, then.
I think it's like Silver Cycle. Silver something.
Silver something.
By Eddie Harris.
Interesting. Well, in the meantime, while we figure this out, I think it would be a good idea to listen to some Roxy music.
That works. And I can try and further specify my request.
That sounds good. Off the air. All right. Well, we'll try to return in a more professional manner with more things about the world to say.
We don't need to be professional. We just need to be here.
Is that so?
I would argue.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you would argue that. All right. Well, we'll be back in a moment then. We'll see. Thank you, Terry.
Strandler, when you feel love, on the tables. Quackly was placed on Mabel's. Slow and gentle, sentimental. All styles served here. Louis says he prefers laissez faire le grand. Tired of the tango.
Hello.
We're back.
Hello, everybody.
We're back in the studio. Me and Terry have been joined by a third guest. He goes by the name of Leo Ikle Mezlich. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did.
All right.
An incredible
compliment. Pat myself on the back for that. And he is going to do some live on-air mixing for us today.
I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's going to be hype.
He claims it's going to be hype, so, you know. You know, we're just going to let him do his thing. We're not going to pass any judgments, but before we do any of that, Terry, you want to read a PSA? Because we're about halfway through the show.
I'd love to read a PSA.
Any PSA that you like. The WMFO donation drive is now over, so you can stop giving us money now. I think I was supposed to say that. So, ooh, what's that one?
Today I'm here to deliver you a message about BostonScienceLectures.com. Because if you're interested in science and engineering lectures in the Boston area, there's really only one great website to keep you up to date. The URL goes BostonScienceLectures.com. Each week, journalist and author Fred Hapgood monitors more than 420 different organizations in the Boston area to keep you, and only you, informed about interesting scientific, engineering, and other nerdly events.
Nerdly?
Most of them cost nothing to attend. Some even give away free food as part of the event. So, check out BostonScienceLectures.com. The URL goes BostonScienceLectures.com. This public service message has been sponsored by your lecture-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational, and always Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you. God bless you for that.
That was so soft. That was awesome. ASMR kick.
Ooh. Yeah, that was quite beautiful to listen to, really. That was a marvel. All right. Are you prepared?
Sure.
Can I aux you up? All right, so we're no longer going to be able to speak. Now all we're going to be able to do is hear
you can
the
talk
sweet,
over this.
Sweet sounds
this absolute nonsense.
Of Leo's nonsense. All right, let's hear it, everybody.
your shot friend. My shot was a fixer friend. I'm real when I shot my face. My face is the front of shop. My face is the real shop friend. My shot was a fixer friend. I'm real when I shot my face. My face is the front of shop. My face is the real shop front. My shop is the fixer front. I'm real when I shop my face. My face is the front of shop.
Boy, you should know that.
My face is the real shop front.
I've got you on my mind.
My shop is the fixer front.
Secret admirer.
I'm real when I shop my face.
I've been watching.
We're back. We're back after some heavy mixing from Leo Ikle Meslich over
that's
here. We
get
the beat conductor, the disco infiltrator.
That's Madlib's name.
The frontier psychiatrist.
Ooh, okay.
You're here.
I'm not sure if I'm on Avalanche's tier yet.
Ooh, well, yeah, I don't know if you are yet, but, but you know, can use it as a title for now. But
sure.
You want to discuss what you just you just did for us?
I was just throwing things at the wall in Ableton, and kind of just sitting there and seeing what happened. Scrolling through a list of songs.
It's fairly impressive.
One part of this might go well with one part of that, and then
the use of the
verifying or nullifying that hypothesis.
The use of the face shopping sample was very excellent to me. I thought that one was really cool.
Mashup, which is better developed, of that with a Katie Got Bands song.
Oh yeah,
that is not radio appropriate by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, our 91.5 WMFO listeners aren't ready for that until 10 p.m. You know,
not for this.
Is a family station.
Yeah,
you know?
But if you want to invite me for the night shift, I mean,
well,
we can get it cracking. We can see what's up.
We can see. Why not?
Yeah.
Sort of raving the station tonight.
We'll see if you earn your visit back.
Wow.
Terry, the judge has spoken. You make your indictment at some point, Terry.
Yeah. So
tell us about your life behind a mixer.
My life behind the boards.
Who is the man behind the boards?
It's been pretty good. I just finished one of my finals. I got one more, and then we're out to warmer climates. So that's exciting.
Returning to the Bay Area.
Yeah. Had a show this semester as a member of Tufts S Factor, Tufts only all-male vocal group focusing in the music of the African diaspora. So,
shout out S Factor.
If you weren't messing with us then, you should come mess with us at our semester show next semester, which is going to be at the end of spring, because it was pretty great. And yeah, look forward to it.
You ate some Thai food beforehand.
Did I eat some Thai food?
And Michael Ullman came, did he not?
Michael Ullman did show up. He wasn't there at the end, though, so...
Oh, Michael. He left early.
Man might have dipped on this.
Man. Shout out Michael Ullman, even though he dipped.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's up.
All right, well, that's good. That's good. Here, I can also play something if you're not ready to...
No,
you're
I'm
not
ready.
Prepared
I'm ready
to...
whenever.
He's a
before our next listening session, I will plug my show for next semester.
Oh, are you getting a show?
I have no idea, but I might.
All right, well, in the event that Terry gets a show, he's about to plug it.
I'm about to plug my show, which I'm deciding on the name of as I speak, called...
You're going to decide now? It's a big moment.
New people breathing each week. We bring in new groups of people and breathe into the microphone for an hour.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I would come on that show.
We want to deliver.
Well, you better get it after 10 p.m. though, so you can do explicit breathing.
Ambient human. No, this is family-friendly breathing.
Family-friendly breathing?
Kosher
breathing?
There's no moaning. There's no swearing.
No moaning in our breathing.
It's all just to...
Just lovely.
Proliferate and internalize the audible experience of the human.
All right, well... Terry Cole, coming to the airwaves soon to disturb the Medford Somerville area.
Not to disturb, to harmonize.
Well, you imagine that calming, meditative auditory experience.
You're driving to work and you just hear
some more just slowing beats.
Calm.
Ready for you.
Breathing.
Calm breathing. I think that's even more disturbing than what I did.
Good morning, everyone.
We're really putting on some dead air.
Anyway, so there's no guarantee Terry's going to get this show, so.
Yeah, or that I'll want to do it come tomorrow.
Come tomorrow.
Any date in the future.
Wouldn't you like to have a show in general, though?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, you should get one then. Mm. It's not that hard.
There will be probably a show next semester that I don't have any information to broadcast at this time.
Okay, well. I'm very keen to hear what you're gonna do. So, all right, Leo, you wanna?
Have you ever owned a pair of Keens?
A pair of Keens? A while ago.
I owned many Keens.
Like Keens sandals.
An elementary schooler.
Yeah. When I was in elementary school, I had Keens sandals. Yeah, lots of Merrells in elementary school too.
Merrells. I've been thinking about those. I think Mark owns Merrells. Does he not?
He has, I don't know if he does, he has basically, he wears bean boots and Under Armour shoes. And the Under Armour shoes are just purely atrocious, I have to say.
Right above Levi's shoes?
No, underneath.
Underneath.
And the bean boot thing too, I don't know if I can really legislate for it. But it's very pervasive up here, you know, everybody's got a pair of bean boots. But shout out LL Bean in general. That's a company that I have a lot of admiration for.
I heard your parents have had a long-standing backpack subscription with LL Bean.
They certainly have, yes. My parents like to take advantage of LL Bean's no-questions-asked lifetime return policy by buying a backpack, and then a few years later, even though they have gotten a lot of wear and use out of the backpack, they return it for another free backpack. But that's kind of their modus operandi, and I sort of support it, so I'll go with it. All right, Leo, you prepared?
Leo, before you play us some music, can you give us an example of a prompt that would have resulted in the music that you're about to play?
What I'm about to start us in with and then see where it goes from is a Chicago house classic, Love Can't Turn Around by Daryl Pandy. It's straight fire, Trax Records, like mid, early 80s, I don't know. Worth listening to. Yeah.
Actually, we should keep talking until the hour turns, because then I can submit this playlist and start a new one for the next hour.
Or that.
So we should just toodle for the next 2 minutes, all or right. 1 minute now.
Have an
East You're St. listening Louis to 91. Yes, let's have a little East St. Louis toodaloo.
And then we could go into this song.
That's true.
Whatever. No, it's cool.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Leo's turning into Tufts not copyright friendly radio. But
what?
We'll see.
Oh, in terms of my mix? Being all over the place.
That's all right.
With
no
DJ
one's...
mixes, don't they generally put out those tags and just say like DJ mix?
Yeah, probably. I don't think it's really a subject of concern to anybody. But
all right, well,
if it is then overlords, I'm sorry.
I'm guilty. It's not WMFO.
Seth got a little slap on the wrist because he played Taxi.
Oh, word?
Like an illegal version of Taxi. Yeah. And they were like, WMFO is like, no, we don't want Charlie to sue us. Well, so he got